Hello, everyone. This is Kenneth Burnett of GrandVisionCoaching.com. A lot of people call me the vision doctor because if you're pregnant with a vision, I will help you birth it. So today we are going to have a good time. We're going to be talking about some material that is interest to most people because everyone is looking for a relationship. So today we're going to be talking about birthing a new relationship. Because a lot of people call me the vision doctor because if you're pregnant with a vision, I'll help you birth it. Doesn't matter what the type of vision is. Vision can be for a new business. It can be for a new career, for new level in your spiritual growth, physical body, physical vitality. It can be only having a vision for your mind, new mindset, new way of thinking. You want to go to a new level in your intelligence, reading more books and getting more knowledge and growing in skills and whatever that new level is. We're all wanting to grow and wanting to go to a new level, wanting to be better people. Live bigger, better, and bolder, as I say. Now, today we're going to be talking about the new level in a relationship. A lot of people I talk to as I do speaking engagements and workshops all over called Birthing Your Vision are constantly talking about that they just can't seem to break past that level that they're currently at. Everyone has reached a certain level of success in life in the various areas, but you're still wanting to be better. So I talk about some of the hindrances that are keeping people from going to that next level in their life. So this is an area that's interesting to everyone, and it's going to just be basically five principles on how to birth a new relationship vision. Because one of the things that I personally believe is that there are principles for everything. Principles that take you to the next level in life. So this is going to be a podcast to help you with the challenges that you have that are hindering you, that may be having you hemorrhage of giving birth. So I don't want you to abort that relationship vision and just give up on being able to find a mate. I don't want you to give up on the vision of ever having better and settling for average, settling for a person that you know is not on your same level, that you're not equally yoked with. I've talked to a couple people, friends of mine, just the other day, and they were basically complaining about how they had not found somebody that was suitable for them. They had, one of them had settled, another one had just kind of given up, you know, lost hope, got real discouraged. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And I'm a firm believer that we all can have a better life. It's very possible for us to all achieve, do better, live better, have better. So sometimes we're going to require patience, though. And some of you saying, well, I've been waiting for so long. I'm tired of waiting. Well, these principles right here are something I want you to write down. So you get a pen and paper and write down these five principles that you're going to apply to your life. Because principles don't work if you don't apply them. So the first one is you get clarity on what type of person that you want. Get clarity. You've got to know what type of person you are. What type of person are you? Do you like to take care of a woman or a man? Are you the kind of person who likes to be taken care of? Get clarity to know the type of person that you are. You need to get clarity on the type of person that you want. Do you want a person who takes care of you? Do you want a person who is going to be neat, going to be messy? You got to get clarity on the type of lifestyle that you're able to deal with. Can you marry a person who's a truck driver? Can you deal with the person being on the road all the time? Can you deal with someone who's a celebrity? Or can someone deal with the celebrity life that you plan to live? What type of lifestyle is it that you are able to deal with? Everybody's not able to marry an athlete or a politician or the lifestyle of somebody who's on call all the time. Somebody who's in ministry, maybe a pastor or a clergy. So you've got to know that. Get clarity. Know your values. What is the vision for your life? What is the purpose for your life? Get clarity on the type of legacy you want to leave. And we're going to talk about all this more later in detail. But the second one is get consistency. You got to have consistency in your walk. How do you show up all the time? Somebody's looking at you, but you have to be the same person all the time. You have to be who you say you are, so people who are looking at you can see the real you. See the one, so they can see the person that they're wanting to buy, right? Who are you in the world when you show up? Are you a different person each time? So someone's looking at you and they're not able to know who the real you is. They don't know if they even want to approach you because they're saying, I don't know who this person is. One day she act this way, and the next day she act that way. I'm not really sure. You got to be consistent how you show up as your unique self. As they say, be 100. So onlookers can know if they're the type of you're the type of person that they actually want to approach and see if you have a relationship with. Third principle is get confidence. You gotta believe it's possible to have a good relationship. You gotta believe it. If you don't believe it, you won't have it. I know so many people who have lost hope. I get it. It's tough. It's hard out here. The ratio of men to women is such a disparity. I get it. But if you don't believe it's possible to have a good relationship and with the type of person that's on your level, you'll never have it. That's how it is. Bottom line. So don't settle for less than what you want. You gotta have the confidence, belief is possible. Next principle is get content. So number four is, what is the substance do you want to have that you have to offer a mate? Get content. How much substance do you have? Content in you, that's in you. What do you have to offer someone if they came into your life? Would you make a person's life better? Or would you make it worse? They come in your life, what do you have to bring to the table? You gotta be a person of substance. What's in you? Are you whole? Do you have it together? Are you gonna bring your past baggage into your present? Get it together. If you don't have it together, you've got to know what kind of content you're bringing. What are you bringing to the table? You bringing old emotions, old mindsets, financial challenges. You've got to come with something to the table. Number five is get committed. The last one is very important, because what are you willing to say no to in order to have that kind of relationship you want? Who do you have to say no to? Who do you have to let go to get what you want? What if God said you can have your desires of your heart 1 year from now if you stay committed to doing XYZ? Do you think that you could have the discipline to do it? Basically, that means if you can't discipline yourself to do that thing, then maybe you really don't want it bad enough. Because if you had to discipline yourself to do something, say a year, That's only to make you better. That's what the discipline is for. It's to develop you into the kind of person that if God were to bring somebody in your life, you would be ready for them. So there's a commitment that it's going to take. You're going to have to get rid of some baggage, be committed to changing, committed to doing something different. You do keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. If you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results, you're insane. So you've got to get committed. That last principle is so important because with that commitment, that consistency, that will actually bring forth the results that you want. So those are the five principles for actually having, for birthing a vision for a new relationship. So you can find me on grandvisioncoaching.com. You can find me on Facebook at Kenneth Burnett. You can find me at Instagram, Vision Doctor. You can reach out to me in this podcast. I'd love to hear some feedback from you and be able to get some dialogue going. But I know that it is possible for each one of you to birth a new relationship vision, to get to a new level, and to have everything that you want. This podcast is going to have a lot more episodes about achieving success, having a life of significance, living a life of service, the three S's to life. It's going to have a lot of education, information, and inspiration. I'm going to be doing some interviews, going to do some book reviews, some leading principles, tools, and tips, and techniques, and things that are going to be able to catapult you to a new level. So look forward to you on the next podcast. Everyone has a great one.